It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Mary Thomas Hart. Mary Thomas is Chief Counsel with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So good to see you.
Good to be here, Tony.
Hey, and by the way, welcome back, because I know you've been traveling a bit. You were, what, in Europe just a couple of weeks ago?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks. I was in Europe for a sustainability conference, and then we also had the opportunity to meet with the European Union and some government officials for the United Kingdom.
Now, with all of this that happens outside of our borders, we have so much that's happening inside the borders. So let's just start with maybe the elephant in the room, and that's the elections, if you will, and a slight change in Congress. What does that spell for the future of a farm bill?
Great question. I think that we are now faced with what's likely going to be a Republican majority in the House and retaining a Democratic majority in the Senate, which makes a farm bill process maybe a bit more complex than it would have been if either party had been in control of both chambers. So, you know, I think it may be tougher, but we'll get a lot more compromise, right? The final package, whatever that looks like, is going to be something that needs support from both parties. So, you know, obviously programs like conservation and animal health will be high on our priority list, while other groups will be heavily focused on SNAP programs and making sure that food is available for everyone in the country. So I think, you know, achieving that balance is going to be key to getting a farm bill across the finish line, and we'll be pushing hard for that on Capitol Hill next year.
There are quite a few titles to the farm bill as well. One area that there is not a title for is livestock. Is that okay?
It's certainly okay with us, and I think we want to keep it that way, right? There are myriad tools to manage the livestock industry in the United States. Adding a new title to the farm bill just makes that process even more complex, and I would say adds confusion that we don't need. We have a lot of other areas in the farm bill that are really important to us. Like I said, animal health, the FMD bank, the conservation title, making sure that our producers have access to those really vital voluntary conservation programs. Adding a livestock title would just be another complexity that would hold up the process.
Okay. Complexities. The only thing that keeps coming to my mind is something that Congress did that just keeps on giving back year after year after year, and that's Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS. What's happening there?
You're right. That when Congress wrote the Clean Water Act in 1972, I'm sure they could have never imagined the 50 years of litigation that would follow finalizing that piece of legislation. But certainly since that act was finalized, we've seen about 13 different versions of a definition for Waters of the U.S. And so currently we sit in a place where the Supreme Court just heard oral arguments in Sackett versus the EPA, which is the Supreme Court's fourth attempt to consider and define WOTUS, while simultaneously the Biden administration is about to finalize yet another regulatory definition of WOTUS. You know, I think we're kind of in the calm before the storm right now. We don't have a definition from either or a final definition from either. But certainly by 2023, we'll probably be in a situation where we have two competing definitions, and we'll have to go back to court to figure out how those two definitions work together.
Okay. So let's also talk about, since we're talking about finalizing some regulations there, SEC, what's happening there?
So earlier this year, the Securities and Exchange Commission proposed a rule to mandate greenhouse gas emissions reporting from publicly traded entities. Now, that proposal includes mandated reports related to Scope 1 or direct emissions, Scope 2 or energy generation emissions, and Scope 3 or supply chain emissions. So obviously, cattle operations aren't subject to SEC regulations typically, but we're all a part of someone's supply chain. We're all a part of a publicly traded supply chain. And so when you are supplying beef to a publicly traded company, that means that that company could have to report emissions from their beef cattle supply chain, their beef cattle production. So that certainly, it indirectly implicates cattle producers and agricultural producers across the country. We submitted comments to the SEC along with a number of other national ag organizations asking them to not require Scope 3 emissions be submitted, and if they do require Scope 3 emissions be submitted, that they not ask those companies to go directly to the producer, right? We have existing publicly available data sets like EPA's greenhouse gas emissions inventory or the USDA's beef life cycle assessment. Those are all valuable tools that could be used to calculate supply chain emissions without implicating farmers and ranchers.
So as we conclude our conversation, I introduced you earlier as general counsel. That has got to be such a wide-reaching range of different issues that you're following, from Waters of the U.S., SEC, Farm Bill. Are there some other things when you look down the road, maybe after the first of the year, we ought to keep an eye on as well?
Well, you know, I think the SEC reporting rule is probably the tip of the iceberg when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions regulation. NCBA has been vigilant for years about making sure that cattle producers aren't subject to greenhouse gas emissions reporting requirements or any other regulations related to air emissions. We'll continue that drumbeat, but I think that the pressure will certainly increase in the air regulatory space.
So what can producers be doing to be maybe not vigilant here, but just to make sure that they're staying out in front of this?
I think it's always valuable to join NCBA, right? We are a voice for the cattle industry and for cattle producers in Washington, D.C. We've worked hard. We cover a variety of issues, including environmental issues and climate. So certainly go to policy.ncba.org to get information on this issue, this set of issues, and other issues that we work on, and always consider joining NCBA.
Mary Thomas, always good to see you.
Good to see you.
Mary Thomas Hart is Chief Counsel with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.